Welcome, welcome to the Sporting Base where radio has never been better.
What's up, what's up, what's
I'm
up,
happy
what's
for up? You yeah. to join us, man.
Yeah.
If you don't know us, if it's your first time, my name is Marcus, a.k.a. Marcolino. And next to
my
me
name is,
what's
up, guys? I'm Calvin Dambuza.
Dambuza.
I'm joking, Dambuza, D-A-N-B-U-Z-A.
Yeah, yeah.
The reason I'm telling you that is because we just did a TikTok now that I thought was funny, you know. And you should go check it out.
I will have
it on my page at Calvin Dambuza.
Yeah, Facebook. definitely. I also have it on my page on I Am Marcolino on Instagram and Marcus Marcolino on Facebook.
Guys, I think you might want to see this one. So ooh. I encourage you to go check it out
because
we thought it was cool. That's why we did the TikTok.
It basically
goes with our show today. Yeah,
yeah, it's going to go with our show today. So what we're discussing today is something really, really interesting. It's interesting and it's shocking at the same time.
Look, I just think it's interesting. Not shocking.
Not
no.
shocking, eh?
Sad, yes.
Sad. Wow, yeah, why? Yeah. Because what we're discussing today, basically the topic for today is the Gypsy King.
And the Gypsy King.
If you don't know who the Gypsy King is, the Gypsy King is none other than Tyson
Fury.
Okay, so
sorry, by the way, I was a Dante fan. Okay,
oh,
I never had anything against Tyson Fury, but I like the way he fought for someone. I'm sorry, no criticism, but for me, let's be honest, he doesn't really look like a boxer.
Yeah, he's
quick, man. The way he moves.
Wow.
The way he ducks.
For a heavyweight, he's
the
very,
way he
very
releases.
Quick.
Yeah.
A heavyweight, he's very, very quick. I mean, I don't know if you guys saw the fight yesterday between Dante and Tyson.
Tyson.
That we were expected Dante Wilder to give just one punch.
Because he has like 40. I think it's 41 or 40.
I think it's 42.
KOs. Yes.
42
I mean,
KOs,
this guy's been delivering KOs. You know what I'm saying? He doesn't. Most of his matches didn't get to the end because of his KOs. But what I saw yesterday was, I'm sorry, it was greatly sad, you know. For me, because I've never seen him be beaten that way. You know what I'm saying?
I'm telling you.
I mean.
You. Sure.
There was a hiding.
It was a hiding and a half. I mean, I don't know. I was watching a press conference this one time, and you know, they got personal. Dante Wilder says, "I even put food on your table." He even said that to Tyson Fury. Says, "I put food on your table."
Nah, you know, press conferences.
I'm
and
like,
that stuff,
whoa.
I think at press conferences they just say the worst stuff to one another.
I'm telling you right now.
Now what's said is if you as a fighter, as a boxer, you've said the worst stuff and then you lose.
That's another story. You get what I'm saying? So it's just a thing. It was shocking, but at the same time it was sad. You get what I'm saying? Because many people were expecting Dante Wilder just to knock that guy out.
Even me. I mean, yes,
you get what I'm saying.
I didn't know who was really gonna win, but I was saying if he gets that one punch, like
he's going to get it.
He's going to get it. But yeah, it looked like it didn't work. He tried it. But yeah, he had a Tyson.
I'm like, who? Tyson came prepared. You can literally see that.
Look, let's be honest, Marcus. Yeah. Remember we spoke about the first fight.
Yeah.
So what happened was I was watching that last night, as in the first fight before one yesterday.
Yes.
So yeah, it was according to my opinion, in the first fight, he should have won again. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I never watched it before, but I just briefly watched it. But now I really like watched the match. And to be honest, Tyson was right. You should have won it. But I think it's because of the fact that Deontay Wilder got to knock him out. You know, he dropped him once. But other than that. Fury was still dominant in that match.
It's just a thing of Fury came prepared.
Yep.
You get what I'm saying? Dante was in his pride. You get what I'm saying? And you know, in boxing, you get this championship guys, they get too, what's this word, cocky.
Yeah. They get too His first fight, Deontay's first fight, he fought very well.
Yeah,
His first fight, he did. I was watching the tactic, the way he was moving, like he was like watching. But the second one, Fury kept delivering twos, 1-2.
I'm like,
one,
wow.
Two. And he made sure. I don't know if you saw the faces after the fight. Fury looked like he was starting
fine.
And he was fine. And all you saw with
Deontay Wilder, he was messed up. Yeah. Even his eardrum. Literally,
yeah, that's all said.
According to like the doctors there at America in the match, that the reason why he was falling because of that eardrum. Therefore, he lost so much focus. That's why every time when he wants to move, he gets dizzy. His legs get wobbly and all that stuff. I'm like, oh man.
Yeah.
I'm like,
but it is what it is, you know.
It is what it is.
And you know, I mean, same as our star. We didn't expect him to go down that way.
Yo,
AJ, Anthony Joshua.
Now, Anthony Joshua, man.
When he lost against Reyes, that was like a shock for everyone. You know what I'm saying?
It was like a shock. I mean, that's what. But he took loss like a man, like a champion. And he says, you know what? I'm gonna win it again. And
but now, I think this one, I'm sorry, but this one is the biggest of the biggest for me.
Tyson Fury versus Anthony Joshua. Yeah,
I know this one was big, but I don't think it's as big as the
big
one.
As this one. You know, let me tell you why it's big. Because all the championships are on the line.
Yep.
All of the heavyweight titles are on the line. Whoever wins that match becomes an undisputed heavyweight champion.
And you know what I like? The fact that Anthony Joshua learned his lesson, hopefully, and from what I've seen, well, it looks like he did from the Reyes fight. I mean, he's more focused now.
Mm.
He's just training, man. He's ready for everything because he wants to keep the titles, you know.
Yeah.
He realized how important they were when Reyes took them. So yeah, I know for a fact that
it's going to be
a tough one. Yeah.
Look,
but I'm still a Joshua fan. You know?
I'm a still Anthony Joshua fan, but if you ask me who's going to win this fight, I'm not sure.
This is a case where you have to choose.
No.
According to what you've seen, how he fights, I mean, the only difference between Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua.
Yes.
Tyson Fury is he's 88. Yeah. Tyson is 88 and Anthony Joshua is 89.
Oh, okay.
So
okay,
it's just a year difference. So one is 30 and one is 31.
And they're both from England, if I'm not mistaken. They're both from England.
No. I think Joshua is from
the United Kingdom.
United Kingdom.
He's from the United Kingdom. And what's this? Tyson Fury is from England. So it's gonna be a tough match. I'm telling you right now.
We know Anthony Joshua is very heavy also.
Sure. And he's heavy.
Yeah.
I must say,
he's a bit taller than he's 6.9 feet. That's Fury.
Oh, 6.9, yes.
And
yes.
Anthony Joshua is 6.6. So yeah, that's what I'm. It's going to be one heck of a match.
I want to watch that one. I really want to watch that fight. Mm. I mean, they're going to bet a lot for this fight.
Yeah.
I think this is going to be the first fight that ever betted $1 billion. I think so.
And South Africa, by the way, if you don't know, we did it again in the cricket.
So we
beat England. I mean, we trash England everywhere we go. We beat them in our rugby. We beat them in our, now we've destroyed them in our tennis. Now it's cricket. So we just doing stuff to England, you know.
I believe England doesn't want to come to South Africa anymore. I'm telling you right now, bro. So look,
Zimbabwe. I think Zimbabwe made it as well.
Zimbabwe really waited and made it too, bro.
They won. I forgot what they played against, but yes, Zimbabwe, I didn't expect them to win, but yeah, they won. I think it was by 72 runs.
Yeah.
Same as Australia. Australia also beat England.
Yeah.
By 72 runs to 5. So yeah, it was very interesting.
Okay, now cool. So after the break, we're gonna discuss a bit more about Tyson Fury and Anthony Joshua.
And whoa, by the way, not just them. We've got a UFC match that I think, in fact, matches that I think is one of the biggest. They equal to what's going to happen in the boxing world.
I'm telling you right now.
After the break.
Yeah. So let's just take a break. Radio has never been better.
Face now. 1, 2, 3, 4. Hear this.
Welcome back. Where radio has never been better. Yeah. Welcome to the Sporting Base once again. So, we were discussing about Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder.
Yeah.
I mean, I wonder what Deontay Wilder is thinking right now, though. I mean, there's a lot.
You know what makes it sad? is the amount of statements you say and not, don't fulfill. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
like all the things you say to say, I'm gonna do this, and
says I'm gonna stay on top of you.
The opposite happens, you know.
So I'm gonna stay up on top of you. But I think, yeah, I was watching the press conference yesterday, right? So not yesterday, day before yesterday. So when Tyson Fury actually stands up, literally like 30 security guards get ready just to hold him, because he wasn't going to fight. He says, "No, man, I'm gonna beat you." He starts standing up. Then 30 security guards just surround him. and literally, don't tell what it is. Just say, "Sit down, man. Sit down. Don't get angry. Don't be a baby. Sit down." I'm like, whoa, Dante. Sure. Why are you so cocky? Just because you're champion.
I think a press conference is for them to, like, basically work themselves to unapprove, basically, to the opponent.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Because they say the most worst stuff to each other, especially also in UFC when it comes to conferences like that.
Yeah.
So I think it's just all up in their heads, you know. It's not a... It depends if you're taking in what the person is saying to you, because they say the most meanest stuff to each other.
Yeah, definitely. They, and obviously that's enough for Tyson Fury, but congratulations to Tyson Fury. But Anthony Joshua is going to be your challenge right now, because you better be very, very careful. And Anthony, keep on training, because
we're looking up to you.
We're looking up to you, man. Yeah. I'm telling you right now. And
sorry,
sure,
we fans.
But man, it's going to be a hard match for you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, to be honest, now I don't know who's going to win this one.
I've chosen.
You've chosen Joshua.
Of course, I've chosen Anthony
Look,
Joshua.
Look, I'd rather choose when we are closer to the fight, because it's too early, dude.
Okay, it's fine.
Yeah, it's too early. Well, we'll discuss more when they get to the fight. But otherwise, in the UFC, so Israel, what I've been told is that Israel might fight. He wants Conor McGregor.
Yeah,
he wants Conor so badly.
Yes, they do want each other. So the manager of the UFC,
yes,
he obviously is organizing that. They don't have dates at the moment.
Yeah.
But yeah, he wants him. He wants Conor McGregor. He believes he can. And yeah, one thing you need to know is that they're in different divisions.
Yes.
So Conor McGregor is in a higher division than
I think he's in a
Israel.
Higher version.
Yes. So you can go check up Israel, guys. He's a Nigerian American, apparently.
Yeah.
That's what he calls himself, an American American.
American Nigerian.
A Nigerian American
Nigerian. Okay.
Yeah. I'm sorry, he's one of my favorite fighters.
Yeah.
In that, when it comes to the UFC, but I don't like the way he talks, you know. Like,
why though? Is it the way he the pride?
Look, he says a lot of stuff, a lot of bad stuff, but yeah. He's aggressive basically in his speeches.
Yeah.
He swears a lot. But yeah, look, he honestly speaking, he does fulfill. He shows his opponents really that he's gonna. But also on next month, on the 8th of March,
okay,
it's a very big one coming.
Okay.
It's one of the massive fights.
Okay.
So guys, just know, if you call it massive, it is really massive, because you're having guys that haven't lost fight against each other.
Woo!
And they've had too many matches. So Yoel Romeo is fighting Israel, and I'm sorry guys, I don't know Yoel Romeo, but I've been watching his videos.
Yeah.
And he looks like he looks like fire, you know.
Serious.
Even now, before I came to the studio, I was watching his press conferences.
Yes.
It's live. So
serious.
What's happening is,
yeah,
Israel showed up at a conference in a short, basically, and his jacket and bare feet, and then he's like, the reason he showed up like this,
yeah,
he doesn't believe Romeo deserves him in a suit.
Wow.
Yes.
He's
like, if people don't feel he only wears the suit for his fans, but I don't understand, because his fans were there and he wasn't in a suit. By the way, anyway, he proceeded to say he won't wear a suit for Yoel. So yeah, I don't know why. So he said that's why he's dressed the way he's dressed. Obviously, Yoel had to stream in Romeo. Let me just call him Romeo. Romeo had to stream in, and they had to translate, because he's not much of an English speaker.
So okay, let me get this straight. So Israel is saying that guy is not worthy
to see him in
to
a
see
suit,
me
basically.
In, see me in a suit,
basically.
Are you serious right
you
now?
You know what's scary also about this Romeo guy is that he's very calm.
Oh, serious?
He's just, he's always, he's smiling half of the time I see him. but not when it comes to a match, you know what I'm saying? Like, press conferences, he's calm. Like, one of the questions Israel asked him is that, dude, why didn't you show up at a press conference? So someone had to translate on the other side to him, and then he said, oh, sorry, he got told late that he needs to show up at a press conference.
Yeah.
But if he was told early, he was going to show up at Israel's house, not at the press conference. So that was literally funny. So he said he was going to go to his house personally. So that they can have a, like a one-on-one press conference.
But no, man. Look, I mean, in my opinion, right? If the press conference ended up in the house, what was gonna happen? What do you think was gonna happen?
Look, I mean, it's only the two of them, the big mouths. You know, they have to prove it to each other. If they think, I don't know if they would fight actually.
Whoa! Because hey, they hate each other, dude.
They do.
But I think Israel's opponent.
From what I've seen, Romeo looked fine. And I'm sorry, like, yeah, Israel, my favorite fighter, was saying like a whole lot of cocky stuff.
Yeah.
In my opinion, what I've seen, he was saying cocky stuff, but what was scary is the response. It's Romeo's response. All of them were calm, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
They were just relaxed. And I watched his fight. Guys, you should go watch that guy. He's a power machine.
He's
heavy and he gets things done. But yeah, we're going to see. This is one of the matches that you see how you feel about the Anthony and Fury. You don't want to choose. I'm at that level here. I don't want to choose.
Like, now you at that state where you don't want...
I don't know Romeo. Romeo. But yeah, from what I've seen, he's very good. I've watched his YouTube videos. He's brilliant.
He's very, very brilliant. But I'm telling you guys, I mean, these guys are incredible. They are legends in the making. I mean, don't you think, Mr. Khan?
Yeah.
They are legends in the making. And you know Connor? Sure.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for the announcement.
I'm just waiting for Connor right now.
So they have to decide the date, as in when to to fight. Because, I was watching also a video of Conor McGregor.
Yes.
As in he was unimpressed with the way... with the way Israel fights. So he was like,
what?
You know, type of thing. Well,
wait,
basically,
what?
He saw it as small stuff. You know what I'm saying? So
Cesar, come on, Israel. What you can do, I can do better. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Oh, my word.
So, yeah, that's one of the three matches, the big ones that I'm waiting for.
Yeah.
So you better go check it out on your internet, watch.
I'll watch it on YouTube.
You gotta be ready for those fights, man.
I'm telling you right now. And look, there is more to come. But the fight I'm waiting for is AJ and Tyson Fury. Because they're putting all the titles on the line. That's six titles I'm talking about.
And well, that's why I'm saying I go with Joshua. You know what I'm...
Yeah.
I know he wouldn't want to lose those titles.
Sure.
Because he knows what people say and how he feels without being with his titles. Basically.
Imagine losing two titles is one thing. Losing four
titles, you know what I'm saying?
Four. In fact, I think he has five. Five, yes, five. Imagine losing five titles. That's one. That's another thing. I'm telling you right now, man. I just want to know in your opinion, how would you feel if you lost five titles? You're a champion. I mean, Calvin Dumbo's a champion.
We can't have him lose the second time, man.
I mean, losing five titles, I don't know what I would go through, bro. Sure. I'm telling you, I don't know how it would feel. Sure.
Yeah.
But look, man, even Tyson Fury said in his speech, he says, Deontay Wilder, he was very, very good, and he will become champion again, but the king, the Gypsy King, is on the throne. I'm like, whoa! That's what Tyson Fury said in his speech, literally. But look, congratulations, Tyson Fury. Anthony Joshua, please watch out. Because this guy is really, really
close. I believe he was watching, and I know he knows.
I know he was watching. He was definitely watching. Says, I might fight one of these people, so I gotta watch.
I have
watch.
To watch.
They have to watch. You get what I'm saying? So Dante...
I'm sorry. I know someone will dispute with the fact that I'm saying AJ is gonna win. So if you're disputing,
please comment.
Give
us a reason
and
why.
And you should have seen Anthony Joshua's fights, and you have to come with a whole lot of... Don't just come from a point of...
I mean, guys...
Fury won, you know what I'm saying?
Guys, go to our page and go to our Facebook page and tell us, okay... Do you go with Tyson or AJ? Who, which one is it and
but
why?
But get your facts straight.
But
first.
Get your facts straight.
Don't judge this match of Fury and Deontay.
Judge about the past matches. Go to the past matches before they even became champion. Uh-huh. You get what I'm saying? So, because unfortunately, Tyson Fury's titles were stripped from him. He didn't lose them. They were stripped.
Now, I'm sorry, guys. This is the interesting part. Mm. If you look at these two fighters, I mean, you have someone who wants to regain what was his, and you have someone who wants to keep what's his, what's been taken from him. So I promise you one thing, it's going to be one heck of a
fight. It's
going to
be one heck of a fight.
I'm expecting like full rounds, you know, a full blown. I don't expect a knockout.
I don't expect a knockout as well. Yeah. I expect like good performance. Mm. To say we can actually sit down and say, now that was a fight. Mm. That was a fact. Anyway, guys, that's it from us. But if you want to listen to some more shows, you can go to www.activefm.co.za. Catch us on TikTok at ActiveFM. You catch us on Instagram. Catch us on Facebook on ActiveFM 777, which is
the number of heaven.
Of course. Thank you for joining us, man. Yeah. I hope to see you next week.
Same time, same place.
From myself and Kamu, we got to say peace out and God bless. This is Active FM. Well, radio has never
been better.
Yes.
Hey guys, listen. Word on the street is that the new Active Worship Inception album is out.
What?
Album is out. You can get it on Spotify and iTunes. Inception, going back to the original.